of all of us. When we look at the communities that are over-policed, they are very often the same communities that face climate injustice. Preparing for today, I was reading a couple things, and there was this lovely article in the New Yorker that spoke specifically about how having a racist and violent police force in your neighborhood is a lot like having a coal-fired power plant in your neighborhood. Yeah. And having both, which we happen to have here in the city of Albany, both pollution and police brutality, we're talking about 3 times the likelihood of African Americans having asthma. We're talking about the increase of the bodily harm based on stress, because if you're breathing polluted air, it's a stress on your body. If you walk out your door and you're worried about the police confronting you, it is a stress on your body. When we talk about environmental justice, it is not just the corporations that put pollution in our air, in our ground, in our water, but it is also the business of those state-sanctioned police brutality units that make a violent environment for our local communities. Yeah. That has an impact on our bodies as well. It is the whole environment. But if you want to be literal, how many police cars are traveling around the city of Albany?
Too many.
How many of those big tanks happen to exist either from the sheriff's office or other localities? Do we need military tanks in our cities?
No. No.
Do we need the pollution from those military tanks in our cities?
No.
Do we need the abuse and harm that our communities face every single day from those localities? It is a very close connection. We're talking about our local environment and the impact it has on the most marginalized amongst us. We are fortunate to be in a state that decided, oh, I'm going to pass a law about climate and community protection, but I've yet to give it any teeth. I've yet to actually put that money directly in the community. What we find is the only time that change happens around climate justice or justice is when the people show up in the streets and demand it.
Yes.
Because who keeps us safe?
We do.
Who keeps us safe?
We keep us safe.
The MAP program was not created by the city. It was not dreamt up by city officials. It was not dreamt up by the police station. It was not dreamt up by corporate America. And it is an opportunity for local individuals to get skills and job training for the climate jobs we all deserve.
Yes.
If we're talking about a community that faces economic stress every single day on top of police brutality, are you catching the connections?
Yes.
That economic justice is connected to police brutality. It's connected to climate justice, which is connected to healthcare justice, which is connected to education justice. It is all interwoven inside the lovely system of capitalism and white supremacy we live under every single day. And it is a global pandemic. Here in the city of Albany, we are just a stone's throw away from the pollution of GE over in Schenectady. And just a little further to the crisis that we see every day still in Hoosick Falls. And when the mothers from Flint, Michigan came and met the mothers from Hoosick Falls, they bonded together, understanding that they were the targets of a capitalist society that had no value for their lives. And they used police to enforce it. Whether it is the police showing up to tell us we can't stand in the road for a protest, welcome to America, caca, or if it's the police standing at a pipeline, defending the pipeline, not the people. The police defend the pipeline, not the people. Because they are agents of the state. And what we are yours for the agency of our lives. So when we are talking about climate justice, when we are talking about environmental justice, we must always talk about the need for racial justice and an end to police brutality. I don't want to see them standing up here in 20, 30, 40, or 50 years saying my mother stood here before me saying these same words. When elected officials, whether across this locality, across this state, or across the world, say, well, in another 7 years or 10 years or 20 years, we're going to stop doing the thing that we know is causing harm now, we know not to take them seriously. As the speaker spoke before, if they say that they can stop deforestation in 2030, then they can stop deforestation now. Yeah. We can stop the bomb trains that travel through Albany now. Yeah. We can stop GE from polluting our waters now. Yeah. We can ensure that when we look to keep us safe, it comes in the form of investing our communities in creating jobs, those same jobs that allow us to have sustainable energy, green energy. It's not science fiction, it's science fact. But big corporations don't want to give up the money, even though they could still make money if they switched. I mean, honestly, they just don't want to. It is no easy thing for me to stand here today at the South Station on Arch Street. And while I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the connection between climate justice and the call for an end to police brutality and the criminalization of our black and brown communities and an end to all of the harm that is done in the name of freedom and peace and justice, it wasn't that long ago that at this very police station, that police station tore down an encampment that was feeding homeless people. That ain't right. So as we continue this march, and we are chanting about climate justice and the global economy that we live in, let us not forget the local fight that happens every single day. Yes, we must stand in solidarity with what's happening across the globe. Because it is still the poorest countries that will be impacted first, that are impacted now. And they are black and brown. But they are also Hoosick Falls. They are poor, white, rural communities. And it is an opportunity for us to stand together to end the attack on working poor people. Yeah. That's what this is. This is an attack on working poor people. Yeah. Whether it's by the police department or by corporations or for-profit healthcare. When we come together united and recognize our unity regardless of our differences, they are scared as hell. Yeah. So after today, don't let today be your one-off. Do not let today be the day that you said, I showed up and I marched in the streets. What is the organization or group of people that you're gonna come out with? And it can be anyone, because there is no one group or organization that can do all things. Yeah. But find one. And get involved on a regular basis and get your neighbors and your family and your coworkers and your friends to be involved too, to make phone calls and to send emails and to write letters. Because if we don't, we die. Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. Our lives are at stake. Some of us, more so than others. As my son said, somebody's gonna get hurt. And it may not be you, but it very well may be somebody you know. So let's keep marching and chanting and on to the next stop, but don't stop. Don't stop with today. Because what do we want?